Now, will you listen to this man, Jeremiah? Verse 5, now, chapter 42. Then they said to Jeremiah, "The Lord be a true and faithful witness between us, if we do not even according to all things for the which the Lord thy God shall send thee to us, whether it be good or whether it be evil. We will obey the voice of the Lord our God to whom we send thee, and it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God." Now, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, and so he delivered the message to them. He said to the leader, he called him in first, verse 10, he says, "If ye will still abide in this land, then will I build you and not pull you down. I will plant you and not pluck you up, for I repent me of the evil that I've done unto you." God says, "I'll not continue to judge you, but I want to bless you." After all, judgment is a strange work. God wants to bless. Now he says, "Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom ye are afraid. Be ye not afraid of him, saith the Lord, for I am with you to save you, to deliver you from his hand." That was a good word. And you'd think by now that Jeremiah's word having been proven true, that they would believe God. But do they believe God? Now will you notice? And here is the warning he gives, verse 18. "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as mine anger and my fury hath been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured forth upon you when ye shall enter into Egypt, and ye shall be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach, and ye shall see this place no more. The Lord hath said concerning you, O ye remnant of Judah, go ye not into Egypt. Know certainly that I have admonished you this day. For ye dissembled in your hearts when ye sent me unto the Lord your God, saying, Pray for us unto the Lord our God, and according to all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we'll do it." And actually, the people have learned nothing. They have learned nothing from experience. And now they disobey God. They'll not hear. The remnant will not hear Jeremiah nor obey him. So what do they do? Well, God says, don't go down into Egypt. You know where they're going? They're going to Egypt.